Did you ever hear of Kitty Corner or Catty Wolf or something?
Yeah, both. Both. People around here use both those words.
How do you hear them used?
Well, to me, it means an angle, something at an angle. Like he's saying, go across that field, cattywampus,
okay.
Which would mean like across a corner of it.
You wouldn't use any of those words?
I don't use them, no.
And the open place in town around the courthouse is called the
square.
And say if I'm
talking about courthouse, you know, this courthouse here, that big white and marble building you see over there was the only courthouse ever built in the United States without a courtroom.
Really?
That's right. Isn't that unbelievable?
When was it built?
In 1934. See, they had an old courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have a courthouse square here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an old courthouse, which was the third one on that site. It was built in 1888. And they just used that building for the courtroom. And when they built a new courthouse, it didn't have a courthouse. It was only until about 10 years ago they built a courthouse into the building itself. Isn't that ridiculous?
Is the old courthouse still standing? Or?
The 1888 one is. The one that was one built there in 1815, and it burned, and there was one built in 1835, and it burned.
Is the 1880, was that
the date? Yeah, it's still over there.
Is it still
used? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say if a woman saw a dress she liked a lot, she might say the dress was very
attractive.
Or what's another word for that?
Nice.
What would you say about, say someone?
You've asked me that question once.
Yeah, well, would you ever use, well, say someone's not beautiful, you might, but still attractive, you'd say the person is.
Well, not pretty, but you'd say.
Well, that's the word I would
say. Yeah.
You'd say, a child might say, her dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
wagons.
What would run on tracks that had a rail?
Trolley.
Huh?
Trolley.
Did they have those here?
No.
Where would you have found those?
In New Orleans, Freeport.
And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I'll
get off.
And you'd say, in this county, or this parish, Natchitoches is the
county seat, parish okay. seat.
Which would you call it?
Oh, parish, of course, yeah.
And
I was about 15 years old before I realized that they had counties. I thought everybody had parishes.
When I think of parish, I associate it with religion. Is
mm-hmm.
that how it originally?
Yes. It see, it was, the state was divided into church parishes, and when Louisiana was predominantly Catholic, when it became a state in 1803, we didn't actually become a state until 1811, and they just used the same parish term. You see, when they first wrote the Louisiana Constitution in 1811, everything was counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until about, I think, 1835 that they put it back to parishes.
Mm-hmm.
And it used the same lines as the church had used, so it wouldn't be so confusing to the people.
The North Louisiana is predominantly Protestant, isn't it?
Right.
When did it start getting more Protestant than Catholic?
It's always been more Protestant since the beginning.
But the first people that settled here weren't
they French? Well, you see, Natchitoches is a little isolated community of Catholicism here. It's just like a little island. If you were looking at the map, you could just draw a little island around there,
mm-hmm.
and it would be a little Catholic community separate from the rest.